Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, there was a significant announcement from European Eurizon SLJ management that saw little coverage by the regular American media. The information is of critical importance to Americans seeking to protect their personal finances. 20 years ago, the U.S. dollar and U.S. Treasury debt made up two-thirds of the assets held as reserves by central banks worldwide. By the end of 2021, that percentage had fallen to 55%. The major disclosure in Eurizon SLJ Management's announcement last week was that by the end of last year, U.S. dollars and Treasury debt only accounted for 47% of global central bank reserves. That's right, this one-year decline last year in central bank holdings of U.S. dollars and Treasury debt was at 10 times the average decline over the previous 18 years. This diverges from the data from the International Monetary Fund, which only shows central bank holdings of U.S. dollars and Treasury debt falling from 54.8% to 54% during last year. But the IMF acknowledged that central bank holdings of U.S. assets fell more than $600 billion. The major reason for the accelerated fall in central bank holdings of U.S. dollars was in response to sanctions imposed by the U.S. government and its allies on Russia over that nation's invasion of Ukraine. As a consequence, Russia has shifted away from using dollars in international commerce, instead mostly using the Chinese yuan. The euro also gained international commercial usage. If you have been a longtime listener to these commentaries, you have heard our forecast that the U.S. dollar would become less important in international commerce. The pace at which this is happening is now accelerating. Still, the U.S. dollar remains the dominant currency in global central bank reserves and for international commerce. It will likely continue to do so for at least the next few years. However, as this shift away from international use of U.S. dollars continues, that will exert downward pressure on the purchasing power of the dollar. Are you already protecting your finances by owning bullion price physical gold and silver coins and ingots? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.